You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
To Football Monday with the Michael K. Show. Presented by Infinity and Slomans.
This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
The very handsome Jewish man, Peter Rosenberg.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Peter Rosenberg!
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to ENN.
Ray Rowe.
On TV.
It's brought to you by Security Dodge. That's right, Security Dodge. See Michelle Scalesian.
Come get some!
Yeah!
I'd like to start off ENN by saying good evening to myself and Michael. Is he officially gone yet?
No.
So, I don't know. Wait until you're gone, bud. What was that about?
Yeah, I don't remember that.
Is he officially gone?
Kelsey. Retired.
Oh, okay, good.
Was that today?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hmm. Let's say good evening to Don.
Maybe, God forbid, you'll drop dead. You made a deal with the devil, and if you go to overtime, you die. that kind of had... What's the character in South Park? You go to hell! You go to hell, you die! It had that kind of feel to it.
It did. Good evening to myself. I will take Tay-Tay over Jay Key all day long.
Well, listen, who wouldn't?
I'm sorry, she's a beautiful woman. Jason Kelsey, all due respect. She's
big
a
fan
lovely
of
guy.
Tay-Tay.
Don't need to see Jason Kelsey shirtless and screaming. Let's say good evening to myself. Random pussing. And to our good friend who made a lot of salient points, Jay in Diker Heights.
Once Michael doesn't like it, he's going to cut me off.
That yeah, because I do that all the time.
Yeah, you do.
Hey, listen, Michael, I side with you, but that was a good call. Like, he brought it. He knew what buttons to push.
I was fine with it. Yeah, and he's clearly a listener, but... I mean, don't get your nose out of joint if you don't get 6 minutes on the air. That's not the way it works.
But
not
it,
the way it works. Get a job. Get a job in radio if you want more
it's
time.
It's actually outstanding sports talk radio. Because he created an argument that, or created a point that he couldn't lose because he knew he was going to get cut off.
At some point.
So you were going to prove him right no matter what, Michael.
Do you know what Anthony Anderson hosted the Emmys, which nobody watched? You know what is? You know how they got people to speed up their.
By the way, I heard the Emmys were terrific this year.
I kept going back. It was terrific. Nobody, I think, 4 million people watched.
I'm kind of annoyed I didn't watch it because afterwards it really sounded good.
But Anthony Edwards had his mother in the audience, and she would stand up with a sign, like in the middle of somebody's speech, go speed it up.
Anthony Edwards or Anthony Anderson?
Funny. Yeah.
Anderson or Edwards?
Edwards.
Anthony Anderson. Yeah.
Then he switched to Edwards.
Oh, it's not Edwards.
You said Edwards.
I don't know if he did, Peter.
He said Anthony Anderson to start, then he switched to Anthony Edwards, then he went back to Anthony Anderson.
It's Anthony Anderson and his mother. That all right by you, Jay, in Diker Heights?
Wow.
All right, guys, real quick. Richard, go.
Michael, Don, Peter, I agree with you guys. Bowles' decision to go for two was ludicrous. Because what he's saying is, I'm okay if we don't get it. Later on, we'll go for the tie. Well, if you're okay with the tie, get the 1 point now. Then make the decision later on when you score the touchdown if you're still going to be okay with the tie. You don't have to make that decision right now. So many other things can happen. Mm. He shot himself in the foot by doing that.
Agree.
You've always got to think about the worst case scenario. That's why when we drive a car, we have insurance.
Right.
We won't drive a car without insurance, right? Even though the likelihood is we won't get into an accident for one day. Well, you have to consider that with the 2-point conversion. position.
Right.
No advantage at all for him to go for the 2 points right there. No advantage. Stay with the one, and then later on create what you have to do.
Thank you, Richard.
Very good. That was a good decision by you.
It was a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you. Good point. Kept it tight.
Yeah, hit it on the clock. Out of way, Richard.
We needed
good stuff.
We needed the Anthony Anderson's mom. You go, baby. That's a great call.
Attaway, Richard. Attaway, Richard. All right. You know what it's time for? Let's get into a little NFL yesterday, shall we?
This is
football. Football. They're playing football.
The NFL yesterday.
Let's look back on the week that was. Ravens, big win, big cover against Houston on Saturday. Here's Coach Harbaugh on what changed for the offense in the second half for the Ravens.
We just did a better job of kind of getting the ball out on time. I think Todd called a different game. It wasn't so much hold the ball and try to push the ball downfield, which Lamar did a good job. But once Lamar was able to sit back there and just kind of pick him apart, getting the ball out quick, he just did a great job with that, and that took control of the game.
As for Lamar, here he is on being one game from the Super Bowl.
Nah, because we gotta finish, you know. Still playoffs, we're not in the dance yet, but I'm looking forward to next week, to be honest with you. I'm not even thinking about Super Bowl until we handle business.
Let's just say this right now. Let's put it all right. Don, you might need to get a list ready.
Okay.
And like Lamar said, he's still a little ways away. If Lamar were to win the Super Bowl and win the MVP. Is it the all-time number one bet on yourself and middle finger to the world moment in sports history?
I think Aaron Judge had a pretty good one.
But I didn't think he needed a middle finger. He wasn't being criticized. You know, Lamar, does he have the big arm? Is he just a running quarterback? He'd be a second MVP. He'd be able to parlay it into, you know, big-time money. So, yeah, the betting on yourself, Michael, I think Aaron Judge. But as far as, like, the middle finger, I think that goes to Lamar.
Yeah, Napoleon still doesn't think Lamar's a good quarterback.
I just don't know if he's the kind of quarterback, Michael, that can throw the ball the way he can run the ball.
Why does he yell like that whenever we talk to Napoleon?
That's my Paulie.
I know. Now,
kind of like, you know, why is Chevy Chase doing a Gerald Ford just falling down
over?
Like,
no,
I just think there's something.
I was just saying it. I wasn't referring to you. I was referring to Napoleon.
I don't know if we've ever done it since Anthony's been on. And Anthony looked a little startled.
Oh,
I don't think you were familiar with my impression of Bill Polian.
It's been a while. If I've
no,
heard
that's Polian. That was Polian. That was Polian's thoughts on Lamar. But I'll tell you what, guys, isn't it crazy to think about?
What's that?
Now listen, Lamar got paid.
He's the highest paid quarterback this year, by the way, in terms of the money he received. I think it was $70 million.
But you realize he could have been here. There are a lot of teams who pass on the opportunity to go grab him.
Well, to try to grab him. I don't think the Ravens would ever let him go.
Yeah, they wouldn't have let him.
You think in the end they would have battled to keep him, no matter what?
They had to write the match.
Here is C.J. Stroud. Very good season for the kid. Here's the quarterback of the Texans on the future of said Houston Texans.
It's been a heck of a year. I think D'Amico hit on the nail. Our future is bright, man, but these type of losses suck. That's a great Ravens team over there, and they deserve to win. It's tough to just, you know, get embarrassed like that, but definitely I think our future definitely is bright.
Now, I made a very salient point, I thought, in our group text, but D'Amico Ryans is clearly the best-looking coach in professional sports.
You've got a full-on man crush on him.
Oh, my goodness, that man is handsome.
But not only that, he's good.
Yeah, because that's kind of where I'm at. I mean, I don't
think about his looks.
I don't see beauty, Peter.
Let's listen to what happened earlier.
Certainly not in the mirror.
That's unnecessary. That's not right. Let's listen to what happened a few moments. Right here on this show, guys, this happened. This happened right here. I'm kind of annoyed I didn't watch it because afterwards it really sounded good.
But Anthony Edwards had his mother in the audience, and she would stand up with a sign, like in the middle of somebody's speech, go, speed it up.
Anthony Edwards or Anthony Anderson?
Funny. Yeah.
Anderson or Edwards?
Edwards.
Anthony Edwards. No, Anthony Anderson.
Anderson.
Yeah.
Then he switched to Edwards.
You know what? Why doesn't Jay from Dyker Heights call somebody at the Post with that?
It's a great point.
Once Michael doesn't like it, he's going to cut me off.
Yeah, because I do that all the time.
Yeah, you do.
And I did it today, didn't I, Jay?
All right, let's go to the night game from Saturday. And the call on KNBR for your San Francisco 49ers.
Love out of the shotgun. Deep drop. Pressured. Gets chased out to his right. Will throw on the run back. Middle. It is intercepted. Go down, Dre Greenlaw. Running back the other way. Secure the ball. He'll run back the other way. They're trying to strip it from him. Big play. Dre goes down. Green Bay has two timeouts left, but the 49ers have the football.
34 seconds to go in this game. Two interceptions for big play, Dre.
That's Greg Popovich.
Well, was the play-by-play guy also coaching?
What do you mean? I think that was Greg Popovich.
Get down, go down, go down.
Michael, it's football.
I didn't want him to go down. I wanted him to cover. If he took it all the way back, they would have covered.
That's a great point.
It's a great, it's New York, Michael.
What do you mean?
In New York, you're not allowed to root. Apparently, everywhere else on the planet, you can.
And you should.
Oh, you know who we'd get ripped by if we rooted.
I know. The same guy that misquoted you, so what does it matter anyway?
Oh, point. Can we do point count for tomorrow? Jordan Love says this loss, it's a tough one.
I think it'll sting for a while. You know, watching all the games going forward, I think it'll sting just knowing that, you know, we had opportunity to win. We dropped the ball on that one. So it'll sting for a while. We'll be able to look back on it, see some good things we did. And obviously going into the offseason, just trying to work on the things that we didn't do as well and things we need to get better at. Going to get to it and attack it, but it'll sting for a while.
That was six stings, I think.
Well, it's going to sting.
Now, speaking of Jordan Love, Aaron Rodgers with a hole-in-one. Did you see that?
No.
Yeah, he took his whole offensive line out to, like, Vegas for golf, and then he had a hole-in-one.
Oh, what a lovable guy.
He's tremendous.
Too bad he's playing golf right now while Jordan Love led the team to within inches of the NFC Championship. You know what I mean?
True. I hear you.
Let's go out to Detroit. Man, I would have loved to see the Lions and the Packers. We're not going to get it, but we will see the Lions. Here's the final call from 97.1 The Ticket in Detroit from yesterday's big Lions win.
There's the knee, and that's it.
Yes.
Oh, Detroit. Two teams will meet out in the middle of the field to say job well done. Job better done on this night by your NFC North champion Detroit Lions, who are going to the NFC Championship game where they will see San Francisco next week with a trip to the Super Bowl on the line.
Now, with this trip to the NFC Championship, it leaves two teams in the league having the longest drought since they've made it to a championship game. Any guess on those two teams?
All right, the longest drought, championship game.
Texans.
Well, it's got to be longer than that. Well,
it's unfortunate. You want to do it back, Mike?
All right, how about the Jets?
Let's see.
You want to run it back again?
Yeah, because they went in 2010.
You know
Cleveland
what, Mike?
Browns.
No,
80.
I thought you meant Super. I'm sorry.
No, Cleveland Browns, 86. But that's not the longest.
It's not. I don't think the Cleveland Browns are. Is it possible they have one more recent than 86? I think they do. I don't know when, but I think they do.
You know what? Then it probably was. Yeah, you're still talking like 88 or 80. It's still a long ways. It's still well over 30 years, 35 years. So who else would it be?
It would be your Washington Commanders and Dallas Cowboys.
Wow. Wow.
The once glorious. Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Both keeping their head coaches.
91 and 92, respectively, well, I believe. Or 92
By the way,
and 90,
Ron Rivera interviewing for the Eagles.
Eagles defensive coordinator job. Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Stand by.
Doesn't buy this.
I'm going to
I was told yesterday by someone reliable. I don't remember what it was.
I need a person. Because this person is going to have to apologize.
An answer to this.
The last, let's see, lost.
What's your theme about the Browns?
The Browns, 1989. Was their last conference final appearance.
Oh, no.
So I bet you the person that told Peter is
bad. No. You know what I bet it is? You know what I bet it is? I apologize. I bet it's NFC. I bet it's NFC drought. Because it's Detroit. Because it came with Detroit.
I believe that was the Keith Byers fumble or Byers fumble.
For anybody that's quoting the show, that's Peter who gave the bad information.
Well, and it was Michael who made the horrible guesses. So Michael with the bad guesses, me with the bad information.
That's NFC.
It's not what you want.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish.
shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
How about this about the Lions, Peter? You ready?
The Lions.
Lions have been the league's most profitable team since Campbell arrived, going 36-17 against the spread.
Wow. And Campbell says, we reflect Detroit.
It's not the first thing you think of if you go to L.A. You got the sun, you got the beach, you got plenty of other things going on. And here, man, it's harsh winters, right? Auto industry, blue collar, things aren't always easy. And I just think that's what we're about. You want something the city can be proud of. Though you can look at those guys and say, man, I can back that guy. I can back that team. I can resonate with those group of guys. They're kind of salty. They don't quit. They play hard. And so I feel like we've done that. And I think these guys, you know, they have a kinship with this city and this area. And they love it, man. Ultimately, that's what you want.
Pretty cool Jared Goff story, guys. It's rarefied air. Two Super Bowls with two different teams for a guy who basically gets no respect in every quarterback conversation.
How rarefied is it? How many quarterbacks have taken two teams to Super Bowls?
I think it's four.
What was the question again? I'm sorry.
How many quarterbacks have taken two separate teams to Super Bowls?
Two have won. Brady and Manning. Mm-hmm. I think they're the only two that have won. I think another two have gone. But you guys think about that. Here's Jared Goff saying, this is no accident.
It's not like we've added a ton. It's a lot of the same guys, and Brad and Dan have been very intentional about bringing in those type of guys who can handle moments like today and moments like last week and ups and downs of a season, and I think it's all been intentionally done by them, and we're not here by accident.
Felt bad.
How about Kurt Warner? Rams in the Cards?
There you go. Yep. But there he lost, in, lost with Arizona.
I've got a stat for you for the Lions going to San Francisco.
All right.
The Lions had the fourth best record straight up, 6-3 on the road, and the second best mark against the spread, 7-2 on the road.
Isn't that interesting, Dom? Because you kind of think like they're not going to be as good on the road. You know what pushed me? You know what stat pushed me to pick the Lions when I was hesitating, and it ended up clinching for me that I got that one. And obviously, I rode with them a lot this year. It was when I looked up the Bucs game they played a few weeks ago. They played them a month ago in Tampa and won by two touchdowns.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, hey, you went and beat them in Tampa. You're not going to beat them at home with Eminem, Big Sean, Bob Seger.
I love the Lions. I just felt like one of those heavy favorites were not going to cover. And yeah. I was right. I just picked the wrong one. Yeah. But the Lions were the more logical because they're not as,
no,
be as
he,
good as...
Except Green Bay is better than Tampa Bay, would be my only argument. I like Green Bay as a team considerably more than Tampa Bay.
Yeah, but you...
I like Jordan Love much more than
Bay. But you like San Francisco more than you'd like Detroit, right?
Yeah, well, you do, certainly. You love the Niners.
They're my ride or die.
Let's go back to last night and hear... Well, no, the Niners are. They've replaced the Bills. The Lions were your ride or die. Now you've replaced them. Let's hear the play-by-play from the Bills Radio Network last night.
44-yard attempt from the right hash. Snap by Ferguson, hold by Martin, kick by Bass is on the way, and it is no good. No good, wide to the right.
Mm. Oh, you hate to hear that.
The fourth one, Michael, to go take two different teams to the Super Bowl was Craig Morton.
Wow.
That was per Anthony Pusick. He deserves the credit for that. Lost both games.
How about Norm Snead passing away over the weekend?
I didn't see that, really?
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Very sad. He had a nice run as a Giant quarterback. He was a good quarterback.
He was.
They got him from the Vikings for Tarkenton.
That's right. God, I can't believe he was a Giant. I was too young to remember.
I think he was number... Well, couldn't have been 16 because that was Gifford.
Let's hear from Josh Allen. What has to change with this team, Josh?
I don't think it's a big change. I think it's just, again, we've got to find a way to score one more point than they do. And every season, if you don't win, it's a failed season. That's the nature of the business. It's one happy team at the end of the season, really. And when it's not you, and you're so close, it sucks.
All right, if you're the Bills, would you fire the coach and hire Belichick if you have the chance?
Yes. Because you're not trending in the right direction. Let's not get caught up in this being your typical Bills team. They need to go on a run at the end of the season just to win the division. So I know you look at them the home game, like they were not the best team in the conference.
I know Belichick's not the sentimental type, but would it be tough to, after this sort of historic run with the Patriots, to go to the Bills?
No, I think he'd love it.
It probably doesn't matter.
I mean, it would matter.
Was there any real rivalry between the Patriots and the Bills during Belichick's time?
Well, the only rivalry is that Bills.
I mean,
fans
towards the end,
the Bills
maybe.
Hate them.
I know you hate everybody in the division.
Well, no, but really, but the Patriots just ran roughshod for so long, and just
I don't know. But to me, it's more attractive than Atlanta.
Oh,
the one Snead was
totally.
16, Don.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he would have. Gifford was already done by.
Yeah, but they, Gifford's number's now retired, so I didn't.
But I don't think he was retired right away.
No.
Tyler, they didn't have sentimental feelings about numbers back in the day. We were at war.
That's Don's theory. I love that theory. Here's Tyler Bass, the kicker. He's taking this loss himself right on the chin.
No, ultimately, it's completely on me. I got to do a better job getting through my target. I got to do a better job playing a little bit more left when you have a left to right. I've been here long enough to know that you have to do that. You know, I was stressing my line, but I had it in warm-ups. I had a good ball, but it didn't work out, and feel terrible. You know, I love this team, man, and you know, it hurts. This one hurts bad, and yeah, I got to do a better job.
I get it. It's not Scott Norwood. The Bills would have won the Super Bowl if Norwood hit the field goal. Kansas City was going to come down and win the game anyway. Did
Probably.
You have any doubt with a minute and 43 seconds left that Kansas City was going to be stopped?
No, but I would like to have seen
it. No, you'd like to see it,
would have been
sure,
great to see.
But come on. I felt attempting the field goal cost them the game. Now, they had no choice because it was fourth and long, but watching that, rooting for the Bills, Peter, the second they were lining up for the field goal, I knew they were losing.
And everybody's blaming Josh Allen for missing the guy wide open in the end zone. He missed the guy wide open in the end zone. His offensive lineman was thrown into him as he made the cut.
Right.
As he made the throw.
And Steph had a horrible drop. I'm sorry. I mean,
that loss is on everybody. But that's why.
That was the point I was going to make earlier. I saw there's a lot of energy around why does Josh Allen get held to a different standard? It's never his fault. But you know what it is, in my opinion? Because I don't know how competitive this Bills team is without Josh Allen.
He's great.
He is that team is not loaded talent wise. Like, he is a dude with a monster arm who runs, who absorbs tons of punishment. There's a reason people think Josh Allen is the man. I'm sorry. He didn't throw a pick yesterday. And he didn't kill them yesterday.
And I don't want to take away anything from Mahomes. He deserves all the accolades. But dude, he's got a Hall of Fame coach. I mean, look at Andy Reid's resume.
Wait, you're saying Reed is better than Sean McDermott?
Yeah.
Wow, and you're saying Travis Kelce is better than basically everyone on the entire Bills
yeah,
team?
Yeah, they've got pretty good tight ends on the Bills, though. They're not Travis Kelce.
They're not pretty good.
Are they first ballot Hall of Famers?
But listen,
no,
Mahomes
but they're,
makes
they're,
guys
they're, they're
around
certainly
him
not the problem.
But I don't even go with the talent. I just look at the coach. I mean, not only is he a Hall of Fame coach, he's an offensive genius.
Yeah.
So that you don't think that helps. McDermott's not even an offensive guy. And that's why I look at it. Does McDermott deserve to be fired? No. But if I got a chance to upgrade, I'm going to try to upgrade. And I think the three coaches that are available, and we'll see if Harbaugh actually leaves Michigan, but between Belichick and Carroll, you're telling me that's not an upgrade?
Here's Josh Allen on the loss.
Yeah, I mean, it's surreal. On the bright side, we woke up this morning. We're all here. Losing's never fun. It's a part of the game. It's the worst, second worst part of the game. Obviously, injuries are the worst part of the game, but it's the reason why you play this game is because you don't want to feel this way. But when you do feel this way, it makes winning all that much more special, and this isn't something that we're going to run from. It's not something we're going to hide from. We got to take it on the chin and continue to learn and get better. And I know that it's not what people want to hear. They want to see results. We want to see results. We're just like you guys. We want to win. That's the fact. And at the end of the season, there's one happy team, and we're going to keep fighting and keep working as hard as we can until we are that one team. So long road ahead, long off season. Got to continue to keep putting in the work and getting better in the off season and getting together with guys and figuring out what we can do to get over this hump.
Love this guy. He handles himself great. I also have some breaking news, Peter.
Please.
The bottom of the online New York Post, editor's note, : a previous version of the story attributed a comment made by ESPN radio host Peter Rosenberg to Michael Kay. It has been updated.
That's it? That's the whole thing?
Yeah. Not I'm sorry. Gee, that was awful. We really put Michael in a bad situation.
Oh, but so, wait, it happened to, they just did that?
I guess.
So they didn't figure it out until they heard the segment today. They couldn't get a podcast to
good
work
job.
Either. That's unfortunate.
Now, there are people on Twitter saying that maybe the Browns didn't count because of the new Browns, but the new Browns took all of the old Browns stats.
So it should
And count. The Ravens started fresh. So it that's the difference in that expansion. So
the truck said, how about Earl Morrill? Colts and the Dolphins.
Oh, there you go. So that's four. That would mean this is five. That'll do it for fine. ENN, brought to you by Security Dodge. Shop 24/7 at securitydodge.com during their Starting Something New sales event. By the way, Don, I don't know if you saw the news. We finished 6 feet under over the weekend.
Did you enjoy it?
Don, you have to watch it again. And I'm so lucky and grateful that Michael, when he tried to spoil it for Natalie last week, failed. Because I've never seen a human being take a loss on a show like this, Don.
I didn't try to spoil it.
2 days
for her.
She's been weeping about the show. She's barely over it right now. You tried, Michael. You tried.
I did not try. That was not my intent. I'll tell you what my intent is, to try to ruin something.
Yeah, that's true. You want to take ownership of something. Right?
Yeah. I just thought, everybody knows the ending of that stupid show.
Well, no, stupid show.
Give me a break,
you
please.
Son of a...
It's better than anything you've ever watched.
That's for sure.
Now you're going to judge everything I've watched.
It's the greatest. It's just so good.
So was it second to Mama's Family to you or what?
Why do you do that when I've watched some amazing shows?
In the words of Billy Joel, life is a series of hellos and goodbyes.
Get new material.
I'm afraid it's time for a goodbye again. See everybody. That was me saying that. Talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.